This podcast is brought to you by Aldis International, supplying your expert AI and digital transformation staffing needs across the U.S. and Europe. Today, you are listening to our AI in Action series, where leading minds in AI from across the world share their story, success, and advice. AI in Action cuts through the hype and explores the true impact of artificial intelligence in our world today.
You're listening to AI in Action. I'm your host, JP Valentine. Our guest today is Martin Zitch. Martin is the CEO and co-founder at Giraffe. Martin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, JP.
Martin, let's start with yourself, please, as we do with all of our guests. Could you give us an overview of your background in technology and what your journey has been like from where you got started, some of the roles you've held along the way, and take us up to what led to just before you founded and launched Giraffe, please?
I'm the CEO and co-founder of Giraffe. It's a complete misspelling of the word giraffe. You just kind of lisp the B and the F together, but it's spelled J-I-R-A-V. We're an all-in-one FP&A platform. And what we built here is a culmination of the dream tool that I wish I had for my whole career. So from my background, I have degrees in finance and accounting, went to the University of Washington. I ended up being a fairly technical person, though. I'd say I'm not a software engineer, but I'm dangerous enough on that front. And I really started in my career growing on the edge of finance and technology and how to automate these processes. Worked at a CFO consulting firm in the Seattle area many years ago, where it helped tech startup companies raise money, build their financial models, and prop up their FP&A processes. And then from that now stemmed starting Giraffe and moved to the Bay Area. And then now I'm based in Austin, Texas, where our HQ is.
So Martin, thanks for the background. Let's jump straight into what you're doing with Giraffe. So first of all, tell us all about Giraffe, who you are, what you do, mission of the business, and talk to us about where the idea came from.
Yeah, so Giraffe's an all-in-one FP&A platform, so financial planning and analysis for small and mid-market companies. And what we do is almost every company in the world will try to start building up a financial forecast on their business. A lot of times you're stitching together data from an accounting system, your CRM, and your billing, your payroll data. And many times people are leveraging spreadsheets to Frankenstein this all together effectively. It's an antiquated process. It's really hard to update actuals. It's hard to collaborate on this information. It's really brittle and fragile. And that broken process is something that I set out to solve a couple of years ago. And this all stemmed from when I was doing FP&A for technology companies. So what we've built now is a SaaS application that connects to all the major cloud accounting providers, the payroll providers, your CRM, your other operational info, and in a matter of minutes, automatically builds up a financial model of your business. So now you get all of your historical analytics, but you can also plan all your scenarios from there, build your revenue planning, your cash forecasts, your headcount planning, all leveraging technology to do this in real time.
Obviously, for anyone listening who's been an entrepreneur or been on the finance and accounting side, being able to do many of the tasks that you mentioned in almost real time is an incredible development from traditional methods. But you launched Giraffe back in the summer of 2015, so you've been doing this for quite a while. I want to spend some time understanding how Giraffe has evolved in conjunction with the evolution of the AI explosion, data analytics, and all of the new advancements. Can you give us some insight into how the business has evolved over the past 8.5 years and talk to us about what you've done to keep on top of the advancements and how that's translating to customer benefits?
Yeah, so, you know, how it first evolved, it was from, you know, 10 years of just doing CFO consulting and building financial models for different startup companies. And I got to see, you name the vertical, I got to do it, like B2B, B2C SaaS. I did biotech companies, biofuel. I did even a coffee machine company that we had an exit for, many different cool different products. And that evolution of 10 years of just doing all these models over and over again at our firm kind of kept on improving upon itself. And then eventually I got Giraffe to the point where it could scrape the data from these different business tools and bring them back into that master model and automate that process. And then about 10 years ago, many of these tools no longer needed scraping. They started doing open APIs where you could bring that in. And that's where I said, all right, let's do this in a web app where we can do this in a more scalable way that, you know, on that side. So that's how we first started. Turns out that I wasn't the only one who had that pain point while running finance at my company. I'd be working at sub 100 employee kind of little tech companies. And over those years, since that summer 2015, now we've got thousands of companies running their finances using our platform.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that. I want to spend some time now understanding the team that you've got behind you, because it's certainly been a journey and you've built and brought in some incredible people with varying backgrounds. Speaking to an audience of data professionals who want to learn more about businesses day to day who are utilizing aspects of AI, can you describe your team, the culture, a typical day in the life of somebody working at Giraffe?
Yeah. So within our team, we have tons of people that I think one of the big things are people who obsess about that customer problem that we're trying to solve. Several folks on our leadership team actually were customers of ours. And then once we needed, like I needed to hire someone to help teach how to do implementations and setup. And it was the guy who was the director of finance as a customer raised his hand, and he's been here. You know, he was, I think, the fifth employee or so. And he's been here for many years since and built up that whole team. We've got several other folks like that too. That's the number one thing is just within our culture is we have a term called let your geek flag fly. And we just geek out and we nerd out about what we've built and the problems we're solving for our customers.
I love it. It's refreshing to hear because so many businesses have a very linear approach to solving a particular problem. That's why they exist. And the fact that you guys have room for creativity is always good to hear for technologists.
You are listening to the Aldis Podcast. When you're looking to scale your team, or if you are interested in showcasing your company in a future episode, reach out today. Or if you're in the market for a new role, visit our website to view open positions, www.aldis.com.
Look, our podcast is AI in Action, but the mission of it is really to cut through the hype behind AI and have business leaders like yourself share what's going on day to day. When you look at the last 8 years from when you first launched Giraffe to where we are now, the current state of AI and data, what are some of the things that you've noticed that you're particularly excited about as a business leader, but then how that's going to translate to the next chapter for Giraffe?
Yeah, I think a lot of historical businesses have been focused on machine learning and doing that, which is a step before you get an AI, but they've been focusing on inputs in the business and data. How do you automate all the inputs into different tools and things? Now with AI, we're creating opinionated outputs. That's how we define AI within us. It's how do you let the system learn from itself and give an opinionated output of what you need to do? And we're really excited to be on the forefront of this because historical tools have just been collecting people's inputs all together, but you still got to go do the math, which, you know, you can do in our platform. But now we just actually announced partnership with the leading AI accounting platform as well, you know, who they automate all of, it's a company called BotKeeper. They automate all of the inputs on that side. And then with Giraffe, we're now integrated with them. So then you instantly have your updated books and you also get an instant auto forecast from our platform. And a process that would have taken 30 days to close your books, pull reports, collect info from people, now you have in a matter of minutes. And it could be the second day of the month and you're talking about what's the rest of the month look like. This is that real-time access is one of the ways we're leveraging AI within our platform.
Staying on the topic of what's next, you mentioned the exciting partnership there with this AI bot company. That's obviously going to translate to more opportunity for you to help customers, the existing customers, and continue to add. When you look at the roadmap for Giraffe, particularly the next 18 months to 2 years, what are some of the major milestones you're working towards and what sort of growth are you hoping and expecting to see on the overall team?
In terms of major milestones, you hear that the economy is not that great right now, but we've actually had unprecedented growth. We closed a $20 million venture round just a couple of weeks ago, which is testament to what we're doing and helping. And we're also helping a lot of companies navigate all of these times to be able to grow and get through this economy. And now as we look on our roadmap, we just announced that AI accounting partnership with BotKeeper and our auto forecast. I think our goals are to keep automating this process, and it's how do we make it so that you are able to get real-time insights from all of your different business tools all in one place and be able to connect with your teams and all the other people that need around this data so you can make smart decisions to move your business forward.
Bringing it back then to the individuals and the people, you already have quite an accomplished team there utilizing engineers, data scientists, analytics. When you look at the roadmap, speaking to an audience of potential future employees, what sort of positions do you expect to hire for in the next 2 years? And part two of that question is, when you're talking to candidates about your app, what is it that you tell them that gets them excited enough to join you guys over some of the other great opportunities available to them?
We've got a great R&D team, and we're always hiring. So we're always looking for smart people who are interested in solving a really complex problem. And within this FP&A space, businesses run in so many different ways. And I think we've figured out a really elegant solution to ingest all that data and then make sense of it. And then now be able to let you start projecting off of that. We're always looking for folks, especially like in product, in UX design, both backend and front end engineers. So Java and Angular engineers for our tech stack. And then anyone with a heavy interest in being able to do predictive modeling on data, that's key, because the faster we can get these insights for our customer, the faster we're helping everyone on that side.
Martin, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate you coming on and talking to us, sharing your story, sharing the journey of Giraffe. Congratulations on the new partnerships within AI. The product, it makes obvious sense. There's always an ever-increasing demand for real-time analytics within the finance world. And based on what you've said, it seems like there's going to be more growth in store. So we wish you, the team, and everyone at Giraffe the best of luck in the months and years to come. And we look forward to having you back on the show again in the near future.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And then for any of the listeners there, if you're interested in learning a little bit more about Giraffe or coming to join us, feel free to email me directly. My email is martin@giraffe.com. That's JIRAV.com. And thanks again, guys.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Aldis Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any Android podcast of choice. You can also head over to our website, www.aldis.com, to listen to more podcasts, view our open roles, and stay up to date with industry news. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more great episodes coming very soon.